T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Congressman Chris Jacobs is joining us live this morning. Congressman, thanks for the time. We're trying to understand the wisdom in setting a vaccination mandate deadline of November 22nd, the Monday before Thanksgiving, for TSA employees. I mean, it seems like a recipe for a self-imposed transportation crisis, right, at the start of the holiday season.
I think you nailed it on the head, a self-imposed transportation crisis. That's what's going to happen, and clearly going to happen. And just setting an arbitrary deadline of the week of the peak travel season of the year. And, all indications, this is a good thing, that travel's coming back, that we're going to be hitting the levels we saw for the holidays prior to COVID. That's a good thing. Families are able to finally reconnect that haven't seen each other in 2 years almost. And now we're going to impose this vaccine mandate. And, we've heard reports that about 40% perhaps of TSA workers are not vaccinated. I mean, even if they went to go vaccinated, they wouldn't be fully vaccinated likely before this happened. So I'm circulating a letter in Congress to get bipartisan support to implore the TSA, head of TSA, to reconsider this. To, at a minimum, delay implementation or provide an alternative, such as frequent testing of TSA workers in lieu of a vaccination. But there's been no indication over the year and a half of COVID that TSA workers have been any source of contamination or transmission of COVID. So to do this right now just really has no rational basis. And it will cause a lot of unnecessary suffering from people traveling. And, you could make the argument maybe counterproductive because you're going to be forcing people to jam it together in lines for hours upon hours. That seems much more dangerous if you're talking about concerns about COVID spread. So, and keep in mind right now the regulations are still that you have to wear a mask while you're in an airport anyway. So, it just seems to make no sense at all, other than causing a lot of unnecessary pain and suffering, with no market benefit to increasing health and safety. So it's a real head scratcher. But we need to. I'm going to do everything I can to, and I'm sure the administration is hearing from many people equally or more concerned about the consequences that we'd see here if this thing goes through just about a month from now.
What was the discussion? I think this is just kind of coming to the public's attention right now that this mandate is in place in November, but this decision was made a while ago. What discussion, if any, was there about setting this date as a deadline? And what has that discussion been maybe in the past couple of days in terms of, hey, wait, was anyone paying attention to the date? Was this on purpose? What's going on?
I can't answer that question. It's hard. It's hard very frequently to get into the head of the Biden administration. They just don't seem to have rational consistency in their policymaking. They don't allow transportation methods for Canadians to come down to the United States while they're fully vaccinated, yet the southern border is open with unvaccinated coming across thousands by the day, on and on. So it's hard for me to really understand why they're doing this. I think they imposed the mandate very broadly for all federal employees and contractors. My guess is they may have not really thought through the actual date this was going in. But unless there's just no sensitivity and understanding to the pain and suffering we're going to see on individuals and family members who are traveling on a peak travel day of the year, and also, really stunting the comeback of our air economy, which, airlines have, definitely suffered over this period of time. So I wish I could answer it. All I'm going to do now is put as much pressure on the administration to reconsider this before, we see real damage done.
You know, if they didn't want to use the public as a pawn, couldn't they have moved it up, away from the holidays?
Exactly. Yeah. Why does it have to be the week of Thanksgiving travel?
Well, hey, Congressman, we appreciate the time this morning, and we'll see what happens in the near future. Congressman Chris Jacobs joining us live.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.